Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the topic of perfect love driving out fear and how embracing God's love and selflessly loving others can lead to fearlessness. The Bible verse for today is found in 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. And so one who fears is not yet perfect in love.
There's this beautiful concept of love that we need to talk about. It's a type of love that's so powerful, it casts out all fear. Yeah, I'm talking about perfect love. And when we say perfect love, we're referring to God's love within us, reaching its fullest expression and coming into action as we love one another. Fear and love, they're like oil and water. They just don't mix. You see, fear is all about punishment. It's that nagging feeling that we will face some consequence or judgment for our actions. But when we truly understand and embrace God's perfect love, fear has no place in our hearts. You know, fear and love have this interesting relationship. In a way, fear is like the opposite of love. And if we're still living in fear, if we're still afraid of punishment, it means we haven't yet fully embraced love. We haven't yet allowed God's love to consume us completely. So, how do we go about experiencing this perfect love that drives out all fear? Well, it starts with putting God's love into action. It starts with loving others selflessly, just as God loves us. Because when we love others and let God's love flow through us and touch the lives of those around us, we start to experience the fullness of that perfect love. In our journey as Christians, we must remember that we can gain confidence for the judgment day through our actions rooted in God's love. We don't need to fear that day because we know that God's love has transformed our hearts and is working through us to impact the world around us. When we truly surrender ourselves to God's love, something amazing happens. We start to see fear dissipate. We start to feel that confidence and peace in knowing that we are loved and have the privilege of sharing that love with others. So let's strive for that perfect love. Let's allow God's love to complete us, to move us into action, and to dispel any fear that may linger within us. Because when we tap into that perfect love and let it guide our thoughts and actions, we become vessels of love in this world. Remember, fear may try to sneak into our lives, but we have the power of perfect love on our side. And with that love, we can truly make a difference. So let's love fiercely, let's love boldly, and let's put God's love into action for others.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts open to receive your perfect love. Your love casts out all fear and fills us with courage and confidence. Help us, Lord, to fully embrace and embody this perfect love in our lives. Grant us the strength to love others selflessly, just as you love us. May your love flow through us, touching the lives of those around us and driving out fear wherever it may linger. Guide us in our journey as Christians, reminding us that through your love, we find confidence for the judgment day. Let us not be consumed by fear, but rather be filled with the peace that comes from knowing we are loved by you. As we surrender ourselves to your love, empower us to be vessels of love in this world. Help us to love fiercely and boldly, putting your love into action for the benefit of others. Thank you, Lord, for your perfect love that transforms us and drives out all fear. May we walk in the light of your love each day. Amen. Friends, may you be surrounded by blessings as you journey onward, guided by faith and filled with hope. May peace be your constant companion, and may joy illuminate your path. Farewell, and may God's grace be with you always.